This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning. This is Keith, VK5OQ, with some news from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. It is with great sadness that I advise the passing of Steve Marney, VK5AIM. He became a silent key on Wednesday night this week in his aged care facility. Steve was an active member of the Elizabeth Club from the 1960s and was always willing to help newcomers to the hobby. He was made a life member of the Elizabeth Club several years ago. One of his lasting legacies is the 2 metre sideband net, which he instituted about 20 years ago and which will hold its 1,000th net on the 30th of January next year. The net is held on 144.150 MHz using upper sideband on Friday nights at 8 p.m. Steve started this net with the aim of demonstrating to newly licensed amateurs that there is more to amateur radio than FM and repeaters. Vale, Steve, VK5AIM. On another subject, last Saturday, a working bee was held at the water tower, Elizabeth South. The task was to haul 7 Heliax cables from the ground to the 5th floor in preparation for the reinstallation of repeaters and beacons. A number of club members were ably assisted by members of the Eastern Division of the State Emergency Service, for which the club gives its grateful thanks. The SES used the occasion as a training exercise, and by mid-afternoon the 7 cables were in place, running from the ground up to the 5th floor, a distance of about 40 metres. The first repeater on air will most likely be the 70-centimetre one on 438.150 MHz. And we hope that this will happen about December this year. This has been Keith, VK5OQ, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. First up this week, a reminder about the AREG Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale 2025. This event is being held next weekend, Sunday, October the 26th, at the Dogs SA Showground, David Roche Park on Cromwell Road, Kilburn. There's still a small number of seller slots available, so if you want to snap up one of those opportunities, please email vk5arg at areg.org.au. We'll see the details on our website. Sellers are admitted from 9:30 a.m. and buyers are welcome from 10. We will also have an interstate commercial amateur equipment retailer on site this year, as well as several raffle prizes and door prizes. Several of the radio clubs will also have display tables in the hall, plus the WIA VK5 QSL Bureau will be there distributing your QSL cards. So why not put it in your diary and come on down? It's a great social event as well, and a chance to catch up with old friends. We hope to see you there on Sunday the 26th of October at 10 a.m. Next up, we have some news about the Central SA Repeater Network to share. Thanks to the efforts of our repeater team, and in particular Dean VK5HQ and Shane VK5NRV, we now have most of the repeaters back online and connected to Adelaide. The final network configuration will be that the Adelaide Summertown 70-centimetre repeater, VK5RSB on 439.9, is now the main Adelaide access hub, and that system is now connected to Upper Hermitage on 438.05, Lobethal on 146.775, Murray Bridge on 146.875, Barossa Valley on 146.825, Wakery on 146.75, Murrook on 147.325, Loxton on 438.575, and Renmark on 438.2. We were able to restore the Riverland connection on Friday afternoon just in time for the Northeast Radio Club's F-Troop Net at 5 p.m. Very happy to see everybody very quickly found the network open and operational. AREC has decided to leave its new 2-metre repeater on 147.175, which overlooks Adelaide from Summertown, as a standalone repeater for now, given how much activity it's been recently attracting within Adelaide. The next repeaters to be connected will be the Adelaide CBD repeater on 438.025, followed by Lochiel on 146.925, and finally Victor Harbour on 147.1. That work will hopefully happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks, fully restoring the network. Finally, we have a reminder about a major Horus Project balloon launch planned for Sunday, November the 2nd. This launch is part of the Launchbox School STEM program and is being carried out for a local high school as part of a STEM Day event from the new Mount Barker Sports Grounds. Full details of the plans for this launch will be shared next week. Amateur and community engagement in the launch is always welcome. And this one should be, by the way, Horus 68. So if you're interested in becoming part of the tracking or telemetry team, head on to the website and take a look at how to become involved. So that's all from me this week. Till we speak again, 73s from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5GA for Wison, South Australia, with upcoming events. The next Wison SA meeting is on Saturday, 1st of November, at the Scout SA Adventurous Activities Centre in Glenelg North. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. The meeting will include discussion on proposed constitutional changes, Adelaide event requirements, then followed by a barbecue and refreshments. The Wison SA Radio Net will be held on Sunday, 2nd November at 8 p.m. on the Adelaide Amateur Radio VHF-UHF linked repeater network. Participation is open to all, regardless of Wison membership. During this net, there will be a test on a simplex frequency selected by the net controller. The Adelaide Rally is being run from 21st November to 23rd November. Wison SA is still seeking volunteers to assist with communication services during the Adelaide Rally, which is a major motorsport event in South Australia. Any interested individuals can register via the event's volunteer portal at www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers. Ensure you select Wison under the roles section when registering. Cheers from Adam of VK5GA.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hey, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On November the 13th at 6 p.m, our club rooms will be open. Our annual general meeting will be starting at 7 p.m. We will have a barbecue beforehand. Everyone is welcome. We would love you to all attend. It will be at our club rooms at Karawatha Hall, O'Sutherland's Beach. See you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Friday, Saturday and Sunday week, a small team of Surge members provided communications for the 2025 Australian Hill Climb Championships, which were held at the Shell V-Power Motorsport Park, Tailham Bend. The team initially comprised Peter, VK5BE, Nick, VK5NJS, Tim, VK5AV, James, VK3JBM, and Rod, VK5KFB. However, an unforeseen problem arose when James realised that he could not see the cars from race control as they set up on the start line, which meant that he had no idea who was where. Deanna, VK5FDCS, to the rescue. Diana had been expecting to spend a leisurely Saturday and Sunday as a spectator, but that was not to be. She had received a panic call on the Friday as she and partner Tristan were about to leave Mount Gambier. They hastily organised to get a couple of the radios that our group uses for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb and a set of headphones and some antennas to take with them to the bend. This allowed Diana to spend all day Saturday and Sunday on the start line, calling car numbers to James in race control so that he knew what cars were about to try and beat not only their previous best time, but also all of their fellow competitors' best times. As always, the whole team did an excellent job, and all incidents were called in very quickly and efficiently. By all accounts, all of the competitors were very impressed with the track surface and layout, and nothing but compliments have been heard for the officials and the overall organisation. Another highly successful event. A very big thank you to those in the team for yet again demonstrating that we can do a very polished and professional job. We now turn our attention to preparing for the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb, which takes place from the 6th to the 9th of November. This event requires a much bigger commitment from club members, and we pretty need all those who are fit enough to volunteer their time for at least part of the 3 days and preferably for all of it. The setup alone is a very big task, occupying the full week leading up to the actual event itself. We must run many reels of Cat 5 cable over the full course so that the many video cameras can relay live video back to race control so that they can quickly assess any incidents, plus we need to have the red lights operating to stop competitors instantly if there's a problem, as there are always two cars on the climb at once. This is what makes this event unique. Nowhere else, to our knowledge, are two cars allowed on a hill climb course at the same time, which, of course, means that all the competitors get the maximum track time each day. This year's event is the 20th anniversary of the event, and we're all looking forward to our involvement. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Rodeo Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the North East Radio Club. Now, as you are well aware, this month has 5 Fridays in it. And on Friday, the 31st of October, we will be having a fling at the Highlander Hotel on North East Road, Gillies Plains. Now, Sir Lunchalot said it's okay to wear your kilts, but please don't play the bagpipes. So, see you at the Highlander Hotel, Gillies Plains, at high noon, on Friday the 31st of October, for the last 5th Friday lunch of 2025. Now, if you have some pre-loved ham gear that you wish to sell, then the North East Radio Club will have a table at the AREG sale on the 26th of October. So contact Graham, VK5GM, or Brian, VK5VI, if you wish to have a spot to place your gear on the table. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club is on Saturday the 25th of October at 2:30 p.m. And it will be a practical demonstration of digital amateur television by Steve, VK5SFA, to follow up on his lecture that he gave at the last meeting. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall at 2:30 p.m. and see digital ATV in action. Now don't forget that at 3:30 p.m. on the Houghton Repeater, VK5RHO, on Sunday the 26th of October, we will have the next amateur technical segment lecture, which will be about the history and use of cavity resonators. And after the lecture, come up on the callback on 146.850 MHz with a 91.5 Hz access tone. Now that's all for this edition of the Northeast Radio Club News. Keep staying negative. 73 is in good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.